Blog Talk Radio. Today is Saturday, October 7th, 2017, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Thanks for tuning in today, and happy Saturday if you're listening live, or whatever day you may be listening to the podcast. I hope and pray it's a happy day, and if you're not quite feeling it yet, well, speak it. You know that's what I'd say. The rest of my day will be the best of my day, and then as they say, carry on with it. Do what you can to make it amazing. That's how you do it. And you know what else you can do? Stay tuned, because we're going to be talking about something vitally important, and that's your health, how to maximize it through proper nutrition. And you know that knowledge is power, and in today's case, it is power for your mind and body. Today, I have one of the nation's leading pharmaceutical and nutrition experts. In fact, she is highly sought after by other medical professionals for her expert knowledge. Yep, she is the go-to guru for some of the most important and vital information we need for optimum health. Today, she is going to talk to us about some of that important information, the seven most vital nutrients for optimal health. I'm so excited. You guys know I'm always excited about my shows, but I really like this lady, and the information she shares is always so incredible. She's Sunday Muniz. Thanks for joining us today, Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you, Silver. So thrilling to be back with you.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, I looked at the menu, and it's been about a year and a half. How did we let that happen?
I don't know how that happened, but that's okay. We're here.
Goodness
now.
Goodness gracious. That's for sure. That's for sure. I'm not going to let another gap like that happen, though, because we need what you have to say. Well, particularly today, we're going to be talking about the seven most vital nutrients and some other stuff I'm sure you're going to share with us. But you know what's really neat that's going on that I kind of see everywhere now? More and more people are becoming really health conscious, and it is just beautiful to see men and women and children and everybody are kind of getting on board with it. And
I think
it's just wonderful.
Think you're
it's
right.
Really a good thing.
Absolutely. And I think I love to see the fact that I'm seeing younger people, you know, young adults, become more interested, which is really amazing, because otherwise a lot of times we have a tendency to wait till we have some major health crisis to seek out, you know, maybe a healthier lifestyle. And it's nice to see that, you know, we're kind of bringing that into a younger generation, which is awesome.
That's for sure. You know, there, I guess in the past, a lot of people think, well, if I'm feeling okay, I must be doing okay. And if I'm not broken, well, I try to fix it. But it doesn't
exactly.
work that way when you're yeah. talking about
right.
your body, because it's, once you get to a point sometimes when you're, you know, quote unquote broken, well, it might take a lot of effort to get you back fixed. So I am really glad, as I said, that so many people are now taking a proactive approach to taking care
Absolutely.
Of their health. So what I want to know from you, because you deal with people day in, day out in your life and in your work and in your business in regard to what you do, what are you hearing from people who are reaching out to you? Let's kind of start talking about that. What are some of the biggest concerns when people are reaching out to you? Because I know you have online advice and you're certainly accessible to people. Are people coming to you because they're trying to get started with a good regimen, or are they kind of broken and they're wanting you to fix it? What are you hearing from the majority of people that are reaching out to you?
Everything you just said. So it covers the gamut for the most part. You know, the people who walk in my door, I'll get those basic factors. I am not sleeping well. Can you help me with that? You know, I need some more energy. Can you help me with that? And, you know, and then I get the people who have, you know, the list of medical conditions, and they have maybe one or two autoimmune issues happening on top of the fact that now they're on maybe five different prescription medications, and, you know, they're just not happy with their quality of life. So I kind of get, you know, the gamut of all of that, and, you know, and I want to see that, you know. I believe in a lot of things, and I've known you, Silver, for a long time, so you know that I do. I believe in massage therapy and acupuncture and all these amazing other different types of, you know, health modalities that are out there. But I kind of look at what I have tried to offer is a way to help people cross over from the medical world, where that's kind of what they've known, how they've been raised, over into the health nutrition world. And I don't want to, you know, scare them away. We don't want to do anything that they feel uncomfortable with. Want to just kind of cross over. And that's why I was so thrilled when you asked me to do this topic today, because I always say I'm a nutrient girl first. So nutrients always first. Then I will lead into other supplements and maybe herbs, but I'm a nutrient girl first. It's the basic factors that, you know, that drive the body. So really what I try to do is people simply understand how to cross over from where they've been buried in the medical world and how to start incorporating these things very safely with maybe meds that they're on or diseases that they have going on, and just kind of be that little guide over. That's kind of how I look at what we do. Even though, like I said, I believe in a lot of different things, and if you're incorporating those kinds of things already, that's great. It's still then the nutrients and, you know, first, always. So, yep.
Well, one thing I know for sure is that you always have news for us. So with all that you
Good.
Just said, I'm excited mm-hmm. to hear what
sure.
you have to say. And I may have mentioned this one other time. I don't know if that was years ago when I was doing land radio or if it was one of the shows that you did with me prior. But I remember being so startled walking through the Chicago Museum of Science and Industry and seeing this big display about medical stuff. But this one particular quote just stood out to me, and it said that most disease is because, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't remember, it's been a long time since I was there, but it said it was because of lack of nutrients in the body. And I was just
yep.
so like, what?
What? Yeah.
And so I have been so conscious of that all of my life. I've been taking a multiple vitamin daily without fail since a teenager. But when I saw that, I thought, you know, that's pretty profound and deep. And you go really with like a million question marks behind it. So with that thought out there, I really want to hear what it is that you are going to tell us today about making sure that we do get the right nutrients in our body. You've got at least seven things I know that you want to share with us. So let's get started.
I do, absolutely. And what you said there was perfect, because I am a very strong believer in a solid multivitamin because it can cover so much territory. And as you said with that quote, I love it. That literally is how I approach every patient that walks in. I look at most people as in that realm of the fact that they just don't have the right balance of nutrients. We've kind of lived in a world of singling out a particular nutrient, and then when we do it, we do a lot. So a great example is calcium. We do a lot of and have done a lot of calcium. It's been fortified in our food supply like crazy. And then we've done a lot of sodium, of course, the wrong forms. I do believe in sodium. It has a purpose in the body just like calcium does. But when you overdo something, you misbalance other nutrients in the body. And another mineral that is important in the body, but again, kind of things that we've kind of taken to a degree and overdone it, is fluoride. And I'll discuss that a little bit further as well, because of how when you focus out on certain nutrients only, you misbalance other nutrients in the body. And with that imbalance comes issues. All right. So the first nutrient that I really wanted to bring up today, and I kind of wanted to throw out a few ones that people might not be familiar with. I'm going to finish with some of the things that I'm very, very headstrong about. But, you know, for a lot of times people are more familiar with them. But the first nutrient I want to call out today is actually vitamin K2. And vitamin K2, don't get this confused with the vitamin K that is, you know, a problem for people who are on blood thinners. Vitamin K2 has a much different properties in the body. You're talking about K1, which is a very different entity. We're talking about vitamin K2. And vitamin K2 is something that is missing. It's actually a nutrient that becomes very present in kind of two different types of foods, either animal-based food products. So if you're vegetarian or vegan, then you've got to seek out other options. And vitamin K2 is present in a lot of fermented foods. So if you're incorporating fermented foods into your diet, then, you know, you're getting some vitamin K2. If not, we're starting to really focus in, and even some multis are gravitating now towards utilizing strong properties of vitamin K2. But what vitamin K2 does amazingly is it basically takes calcium and makes sure that calcium is doing its job extremely properly. It'll help remove calcium deposits out of soft tissue. So we love it in regards to like heart disease. You know, when we've got that calcification going on in the arteries. We love vitamin K2 because part of its job is to help guide calcium into the where it should be, like your bones and proper places like that. So we know that vitamin K2 is outstanding for bone health. Vitamin K2 is outstanding for cardiovascular health. So it just has these amazing, great properties. So, you know, if even low a doses is, yeah, yes, go ahead.
When you suggest that we utilize this product, the K2, now can you make sure people will understand how they go about that? Is if they are having some of the issues like lack of bone density, or I think you mentioned a couple of other things. Now they're not to try to replace it, or are they? What's the right process for integrating this into your daily intake of
sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the first things to do, of course, is look at your diet. Are you doing high fermented foods? Most people aren't. So the next thing is check your multi and see if your multi is utilizing K2 or not. And then from there, it is a matter of if you're having a bone density issues, or maybe you haven't had a bone density, but osteoporosis is very strong in your family, or heart disease is very strong in your family. So then you want to start looking at, you know, incorporating K2. So even as little as 10 micrograms of K2 can become very beneficial. I will see some products incorporate vitamin D3 with K2, which we're going to talk about vitamin D, of course, but vitamin K2 and D3 together to really benefit those bones in a dramatic way in the body. So even 50, we'll use up to 50 to 100 micrograms of vitamin K2 in supplement form if you're having existing issues. But even as little as 10 micrograms just for beneficial health can be, of great benefit. More if you have some type of health issue, or things are becoming more prevalent in you, or again, if you have a strong genetic tendency towards an issue. So then we can incorporate, you know, something to that effect, vitamin K2. There's some research showing that a lot less calcium and more K2, and the benefits again to the bones is phenomenal. So,
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
So
what would be your number two?
My number two is selenium. And again, these are a little bit more abstract things that people maybe not think about too much. But because we see so many thyroid-based issues popping up in individuals, everything from autoimmune issues like Hashimoto's or Graves' disease or something to that where we've got an autoimmune-based thyroid issue happening, or even just a hypothyroidism. We see a lot of thyroid-based problems. And, you know, when you look at the fact of our diets and our water supply, and we have done a lot of fluoridation. And with that, like I said, every mineral can, if we do overdo one, we misbalance others. And you know, my second and third favorite nutrients are selenium and iodine. And both of those can be very disrupted when there's high fluoridation in someone. You know, we've lived in a world of fluoridated water now. A lot of us have grown up literally from childhood now with this factor in place. You know, it's in our toothpaste. We use it every day in our mouthwashes. We're drinking it. I mean, so we're incorporating a lot of fluoride. And with that, we've got a disruption of other minerals that are very important. And selenium, my number two, and iodine, my number three, are part of that factor. So, you know, our main, you know, selenium is just not rich. I mean, it's rich in some nuts and seeds. You know, Brazil nuts are probably one of the most richest sources of selenium, but it's not a nut or seed we gravitate towards. We're kind of an almond and, you know, society kind of peanuts and things like that. So we don't necessarily gravitate towards that one, but very rich in selenium. Selenium, besides the fact that it's vital for, you know, thyroid health as a whole, it's also very important in intestinal health. A lot of good research showing high selenium, less risk of colon cancer. So, and we see a lot of things like colon cancer happening. So selenium is right now kind of my number two. And you're going to see selenium in your multi. If you're doing about 200 micrograms a day in your multi, that's awesome. If you have a thyroid issue, I'm pushing more to 400 to 600 micrograms. Now, you've heard me probably say now this micrograms, we don't need much. I'm not saying milligrams. Micrograms are just the fact of we need a small amount, not a lot, but just a small amount to get the job done in the body. So if you have a thyroid issue, up to about 600 micrograms of selenium are very important. So now number three, I did say was iodine. Go ahead.
I was going to ask, how do we tell between micro and milligram? That's the kind of the first time I've heard that term supplements.
Yep. So milligrams, which is pretty much the most common dosing that you'll see, is what it'll say MG afterwards. If it says right. MCG, that's the micrograms.
Gotcha.
So that's just that's the dosing that we'll give. So we don't need a whole lot of a few of these. Some of these minerals become what we call trace nutrients. We don't need much. We need it. They're very important. But we don't need much to get the job done. So you want to make sure
awesome.
That you're, you know, just dosing correctly.
Yes. And so. How is it that iodine then helps us? I know you mentioned in complementing the selenium, but how does it work independently on other issues?
Right. So iodine is, of course, in our classic American diet, the richest source of iodine has been salt. So we salt things and we get iodine. And we do also live in a world where we've been afraid of salt. You know, a lot of people not salting things. If they have heart issues, it's preached to you, don't do salt, don't do salt. And so we don't necessarily get this beautiful iodine content that our bodies need. It is, again, very important into thyroid health, and we are, you know, really having a hard time with thyroid. It's very, very protective for your thyroid against a lot of different types of exposure. But at the same time, iodine can play a huge property into energy and energy production in the body. So we just have kind of lived in a time and a place now where we are not getting good amounts of iodine. We're getting the bare minimum because we are getting it, of course, in salt and sodium-based things that have been salted. But again, if I have a group of people who are not incorporating, they're becoming very limited in iodine. But iodine is also very breastive. This is not something we normally hear about, but it's extremely beneficial into hormone health. So it's been beneficial for breast health. It's beneficial and very important into hormone balance as a whole. And even low iodine levels in people have been linked to infertility in women as well. So this iodine need, it kind of crosses a gamut of different things. You know, so I do find that iodine is something that can be, you know, in very strong need of for many people. And if you're struggling with a particular health issue, then I definitely would, you know, maybe look into this iodine connection. You know, we can dose iodine many ways. You know, cultures that incorporate seaweed and, you know, sea-based vegetables into their diet don't have an iodine issue. We do because we don't, again, gravitate towards these kinds of foods. But kelp has traditionally been a supplement that people will utilize for, you know, extra beneficial iodine coming into the body and healthy forms to speak of. There's very unhealthy forms out there, but there's extremely good beneficial forms of iodine. So I tend to gravitate towards forms that will use like a good potassium iodide and a molecular iodine, which is from kelp, kind of a beneficial, you know, benefit there. I'll dose anywhere from, you know, 300 micrograms all the way up to 12 milligrams, depending on what the person might have going on. If they're having a thyroid issue, if they're having some hormonal issues, they have a history of breast cancer, I will start, you know, utilizing the higher end of the dosing. And then as we kind of fill up that empty well that's been going on probably for a while, then I'll start decreasing that dosage over time. But as a whole, it's just kind of one of those unique ones. Iodine's just not something we talk about. Like I said, again, we think about it with salt, and that's kind of where we lose touch with the importance of iodine in our diet. So that's my third.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Let me ask you a question, because you're saying a whole head full, and I want to make sure, I always want to be sure people really understand. It makes sense
Absolutely.
To me, and I'm taking notes at the same time, because I believe so wholeheartedly in what you're telling me. But here's what
sure.
kind of comes to my mind that's going to happen. I know people, there are going to be people who say, hey, that sure sounds like the ticket for me. Let me head on over to get that stuff. But first of all, I'll just throw this in right now. They can get this from you. So we'll
sure.
make sure they know
right.
how to do that at the end of the show. But the other thing I hear is people who may have some of the conditions that you've mentioned, they go to their practitioner, and they say, hey, you know, I heard this expert on the radio talking about this, the K2, the selenium,
mm-hmm.
the iodine,
mm-hmm.
and I have A, B, and C going on with me. You know, can I utilize this? Well, I don't know how many doctors are going to say, well, sure, go ahead and try those. And so because I, you know,
Absolutely.
And it's not a shutdown on the doctors and those people who prescribe stuff. It's not, because I know they do what they feel works as well as you feel like you do what works. But I also can say confidently that I know that supplements do provide a real other type of conditioning for your body that the doctors may not just so readily suggest the way you are today. I can't use a whole lot of other people as an example, but I can say so for myself. It's something I believe in, just like I said, as much as you do. And I think that by you providing these dosages is also very helpful, because they can start perhaps with some of the smaller dosages or just the food supplements to get themselves started, so they can actually see over time that there really will be some measurable results. And by measurable, I mean by they'll be able to tell by how they look, how they feel, how their body
Absolutely.
Is responding to these particular product. So I just wanted to make sure that they know that your doctor or whatever practitioner may not, you know, be saying woohoo for Sunday, which she's telling
yeah.
you today.
Absolutely.
But
so, you know, I'm
even
a
though
pharmacist,
many of them
so...
come to you. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know,
even
I'm
though
a
many
pharmacist.
Of these experts look to you.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, and so when you look at my training was not in any of the things I just have been talking about for the last how many minutes. That's not what I'm taught. I did all this after school. This is all education after the fact. But you have to respect, in healthcare, we are taught disease and death. We are what we like to refer to as a reactive medical system. So if you have a problem and something's really, really wrong, there's a bone sticking out, we can react and do a really amazing job because it's how we're taught, okay? And we can keep the infection away by using these amazing things. But we're not a proactive medical system. That's not what we have in place.
That's
so
for sure.
So to me,
that much
yep,
I know.
right, exactly. So nutrients come in as a proactive factor. So, you know, the thing is that, yeah, pharmacists are not taught a lot of nutrients. Just like doctors, we're given like 1 hour of nutrient education all throughout school. Just 1 hour. It's a very, very, very small amount of space that is used for this. I was asked once to teach a nutrient class to a group of pharmacy students at a pharmacy school here locally in the Milwaukee area, and they were going to get 1 day of nutrients. And she said that if I came up and taught it, they'd give me 2 days to teach it. That's it. That's all. That's all that they were going to get. So, and you have to realize that when I was going to school for this, we could spend a week just on one nutrient. I mean, that's how amazing many of these factors are and how important they are into your chemistry. But the importance, even though I'm maybe picking out those specific nutrients today, it doesn't mean I want you to just run out and just get that one. You always have to have that base, which is like, as we started, that multi is so, so, so key to me. So I believe in a solid multiple vitamin, and I believe in a solid omega-3 or good essential fat, like your flaxseed or chia or fish oil, because those are basic factors that are just a lot of pieces are missing through our diet and through our food. So those are always the base, and then you can always build on with some of these other pieces. So you can add that little bit of that selenium if you know you have a thyroid issue to your base, which is your multi and your omega. And you know, and the same piece with the vitamin K2. Maybe your multi has that and you're not having a health issue currently, so or nothing's happening, or you know, you're pretty strong. That's fine. All of a sudden the bone density is bad. Okay, well, now we're going to increase this particular one nutrient a little bit for you. So it's kind of more of these, to me, are great add-ons to making sure you've got that solid base. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Pardon me, it does. Okay, well, we've got 4, 5, 6, and 7 that we got to do pretty soon.
Right?
I can't believe how time flies. Go ahead.
My number 4, hands down, is ascorbate vitamin C. And notice I didn't say ascorbic acid vitamin C. I said ascorbate vitamin C. It's also known as the ester form of vitamin C. You know, there's a couple things that I will... you know, I kind of change around things that I do. I always have my multi as my base, but then I kind of bring other things in and out as I need them for my daily routine personally. But a couple things that I always bring in basically are going to be number 4 and 5, ascorbate vitamin C and vitamin D3. Those are pretty much staples for me on a daily basis. You know, vitamin C, I hate to ever single out any particular nutrient and say, Lone Ranger, this guy doesn't need anybody. It's because all nutrients work as a group. But vitamin C is one of those things that just kind of comes in and does its job and does it very well. But, you know, vitamin C is beneficial in everything from heart disease. Vitamin C is beneficial in everything from repair. I prep all my people before surgeries to help with tissue repair after that surgery happens with ascorbate form of vitamin C. It's just, it's it's just kind of one of those amazing nutrients that I really like people to do. But I do want you to understand that if you are doing vitamin C, it's very important to flip that bottle around and look to see what form of vitamin C your product is. And I really want it to be that ascorbate. You'll see that listed right on it. It might say it as a magnesium ascorbate or sodium ascorbate or some form of what we call an ascorbate form of vitamin C. And that's what I'm kind of looking for with C. And, of course, number five, I did mention, is vitamin D3. You know, vitamin D is technically our sun nutrient, and the sun in your skin can make vitamin D3. But, you know, a lot of us are afraid of the sun. You know, we're worried about the sun. I'm you know, a very fair-skinned person, and I've got tons of skin cancer in my family, so I've got a family that's very afraid of the sun. So we make sure we sunscreen and we do those kinds of things. So, you know, we become worried about the sun, and then we're missing this very important piece of vitamin D3 that happens. Now, we call vitamin D a vitamin, but technically it's a hormone. So, again, extremely breast protective. You know, even as, you know, we've kind of talked about some of these nutrients, you've heard me bring this up before, but this is very important. We see an incredible rise in breast cancer, and, you know, vitamin D is extremely breast protective, but we've been very low in it because we have been worried about the sun. So, and another point I want to bring up, Silver, is the fact that the darker complected the skin, the less vitamin D those people are going to be able to make. So there's certain cultures of people that are become very, even more so, lacking in vitamin D. Even people who are more olive complected, that tan very easily, by the end of summer when they're extremely darker, they're not making the vitamin D they were making in the beginning of the summer. So mm-hmm. you have to take that into account as well, that, you know, if you're not getting any sun and you're darker complected, you could be even more significantly lacking in vitamin D than other people, which is fine. Then we just need to look to supplementation. So vitamin D3, I recommend every day that the human body needs anywhere from 4,000 to 5,000 units. And we dose vitamin D as units. You'll see it listed as an IU after the numbers. And so we dose it based on units, and it's just something that, you know, if you keep into that number, you're going to stay in a very comfortable, very safe place, and always make sure you're doing vitamin D3. Vitamin D3 is pretty much what's out there over the counter, what most people will find. Vitamin D2 is not what you want to do, only vitamin D3. So that's definitely number four and five, or let's see, well, yeah, four and five. So number six.
Do people have
go
okay,
ahead.
Before you go to six, just let me ask a quick question.
Sure.
And it kind of reflects back to the other question I had before you did four and five.
Yeah.
Do people have to have any kind of alerts or concerns? Let's say they listen today and they go pick up four and five because they sound
mm-hmm.
like that's something you just need to have on your shelf.
Sure.
Do they need to
sure.
be concerned at all with any other types of interactions with other meds or anything? Because I'm sure that would be kind of primary on anybody's mind about adding anything. Because vitamins and supplements tend to react, well, at least they're getting into your chemistry. So what?
Mm-hmm.
Just quickly reflect on that, and then you can go ahead and tell us what 6 and 7 are, please.
Absolutely. Because I am a pharmacist, so, you know, that's a common question. And it's also a lot, which I appreciate, is why people a lot of times trust us when we come in, because they are on medications. And as we're walking them through how to use these things, I mean, that's always something that we take a really hard look at. Now, the beauty of pretty much everything I've talked about so far is I'm literally not worried about any of these with medications. You know, in fact, to me,
that's awesome.
And I've, Yeah. In fact, I've done entire programs, and I've done this to doctors, to nurse practitioners, to other pharmacists, the concept of what we call drug nutrient depletion. So the thing to me, it's not even as much of for these nutrients as interactions, but medications deplete nutrients. Because a lot of medications, you know, have to be metabolized and processed by your body, and all of that requires certain enzyme activity, all that requires nutrients to get that all to happen. So with that processing of a lot of medications comes a dramatic depletion of a lot of nutrients in the body. So, you know, one of the next one I want to talk about is magnesium. And magnesium is an amazing mineral that is depleted by many different medications. And to me, one of the biggest ones that can deplete magnesium in the body is actually a cardiovascular med, and it's a family called beta blockers. And they're very, very popular blood pressure medication, you know, heart rhythm regulation, atenolol, metoprolol, those types of medications have the ability to deplete magnesium in the body. And with that, and, you know, besides the fact that my 6 and 7 are magnesium and a B complex, but those meds, that medication also depletes B nutrients. It's where a lot of fatigue comes in. So people who are on them are having more issues with tiredness or feeling they can't walk up those stairs like they used to. So when it comes to meds, I'm more of a, here's the med, this is what's being depleted, these are nutrients we must put back in so that we can minimize some of the side effects. Isn't that, to me, that makes so much sense. It's so logical to me, because in pharmacy, we give you a med for a benefit, but then we give you all this list of risk or side effects. And we don't necessarily give you a lot of help with those side effects. So to me, nutrients are such a beautiful thing to help you with some of those potential risks or side effects that can come with the med. With that, to me in pharmacy, we get better compliance because the person feels better. So they're more apt to take their things, because sometimes I have a lot of patients who go, I refuse to take my water pill if I have to leave the house, because otherwise I have to go to the bathroom how many times a day. So I'm going to go hang out with the girls and we're going to go to lunch, and I don't want to take my medication because I don't want to be running to the bathroom. So, I mean, that's a very common type of thing. And those water pills as well can deplete you of this beautiful mineral magnesium as well. So, you know, I get it and I understand it. And granted, we're not talking herbs today, because that's a whole different scenario. We're talking nutrients. These are the very important pieces that guide your chemistry the way nature intended. So to me, they just become very important into and mix very, very well with medications and very safely. And then that's why, to a lot of ways, to me, by doing good solid nutrients, we improve your quality of life. We improve compliance of medication use. We just, you know, improve that all the way around. I just wish it was a little bit more of something that in the medical world we focused on. In my pharmacy, we focus on it all the time. It's why, because I have a full-fledged pharmacy besides the fact that I do the nutrition as well. And that's why our people come to us, because when we talk to them about their medications, we're giving them all those factors. We are making sure that they are doing okay with their medication, they're taking it properly, and that they feel good at the same time. So it's very vital to me that all of that is crossing.
Well, I know one thing. It's all been very interesting and very, 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 very helpful. One thing you didn't say as far as the benefits, and I'd like to believe that it's so, and that it also can increase your longevity. I know that it is not the only answer to long life, but, you know, that's really a lot depends on how you're living. But
right,
I know for sure that, that these things can be very helpful as far as how you feel and how long perhaps you will live.
I want a quality to your life. Whatever your quantity may be, your quality should match it. Always, always, always. So I want you to be able to enjoy those things as much as possible. We are a human being, so I get that. And things do happen, but I want you to be able to come forward from something or from a crisis and be better off for it. I want you to be able to enjoy your family and your friends and your loved ones and have that quality for whatever amount of time you're going to be given. So that's always my goal.
Yes, and I know that to be true about you, and I know how sincere you are about offering what you can. And I know that you do other things besides radio and TV and all of that stuff. I know people can reach out to you. You have online opportunities and classes that you make available for people.
I
can you tell people
do.
About that and your website?
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Your wonderful
over
store,
the years.
If they're in the area.
Yes, yes, I do. I do. Yep. Located in Racine, Wisconsin. That's our location, our store location, Nutritional Designs and Pharmacy. We have over the years done a lot of classes, a lot of educational classes, a lot of cooking classes. And so over the last videotaped all those classes, and I've blogged now. All this is new territory to me, standing in front of a camera. So, but with that, we have a wealth of information on our website. And if you just log on to nutritionaldesigns.com and become a subscriber, it's free. You'll get a password, and then you'll have access to our library of classes. Pretty much everything that, you know, we've ever done as a class is recorded, and as we bring new ones in, new ones will be added. We blog on a regular basis, or I say I blog on a regular basis about just a variety of different things, just to, you know, start learning. I point out to people, the reason I love the video classes so much is the fact that you can listen to them over and over and over and over again. And my piano teacher always said, practice is repetition. So the more you hear it, the more you start to understand it, the more then your body doesn't become so foreign to you and what it's trying to tell you. And it's just the process of, you know, just getting to understand your body better. So.
Yeah, I think probably in the past, Sunday, so many people have been afraid to approach it in the ways that we have discussed today, and I guess I would say be more afraid not to these days. Do whatever
right.
you can
right.
do to make sure that you're listening to good information, that you're reaching out to people who you know are going to actually provide the best advice and the best guidance for you, such as Sunday has today. And I just want to say how much I regard you, respect you. I and I'm saying that for the people who listen, because I know they don't know you like I do. I hope they know you a little bit better now. But I want them to know that they can trust what you say, because you
Thanks,
really
Silver.
Are somebody who is thinking about the well-being and the longevity of life, and you do it with love and care and concern. And, you know, I know that that's really real. So anybody who's interested, please reach out to Sunday through her website, nutritionaldesigns.com, and you are going to be all the healthier for it, I promise you. Sunday, thank you so much for taking the time
thank
to
you.
Share such great information. If you have anything else you'd like to add, you can do that right now, and I'm going to wrap up.
All right. Well, I just thank you so much for having and always including me in on this. I love doing shows with you, Silver. It's always been great. And, you know, I just realize that no matter what and who you are, how old you are, what kind of things are going on, there's always room to start making those improvements. It does not matter. There's nobody that can't make some very amazing positive changes at any point in their life. So thanks for having me.
And that's good news. Thank you so much. You enjoy the rest of your weekend and have a happy anniversary dinner tonight.
Thank you.
I know you got some great
Thank
things
you.
Planned. And again, I just wish you guys the most awesome more anniversaries ahead. So thank you.
Thank you.
Love
very
you
much.
Lot, Sunday. Thank you.
Thank All you, right. Silver. Love you too. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Stay blessed. Okay. And
thank
I want to
you.
Thank all of you for tuning in today. And I know you had to think that was good. It was good for you. lots of great information. And I'm going to suggest, like Sunday said, her piano teacher said, practice. I want you to go back and listen to this show again, because that was some really great information. I know I'm going to do that for sure, a time or even maybe two. I loved what I heard today. Well, I want you to tell your friends on your social media platforms about today's show, because it certainly is good stuff for anybody and everybody, no matter what age or stage you are in life. This is stuff that can help you live life better. So tell them about Foxology. Tell them about the positive information, the empowering information, the things that are enlightening and exciting for all of us. And I'm going to wish you as well a very good weekend, and I'm going to look forward to talking to you with the next show. So in the meantime, and until the next time, be good, be blessed, be awesome.